Hello, welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, and finally, for the final time, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You know who that is?
No. Well, that was I know the song, but...
That was me, Jonathan. Okay. I was just singing that. No. I just did a cover. So, no. Do you know who did the original?
I don't remember.
She died recently. Leslie Gore.
Okay.
Leslie Gore. No, doesn't ring a bell.
No. I mean, I know the song.
Amy J, you remember Leslie Gore, don't you?
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So, that's nice.
Loved a lot of her songs. She was one of those 60s female singers that just had a great voice and continued to sing almost up into the point of her death. So, you know, why am I crying? Ladies and gentlemen,
today is the
boys
day.
And girls, children of all ages, this is Jonathan's last podcast with me. Yes, Rainer on Leadership will continue. Yes, we're going to give you some of the plans of that before we go. Let me just go in and do that now so that the last thing we say won't be about the future. But what we're doing from Rainer on Leadership is we're moving to Rainer on Leadership. We'll continue.
Rainers on Leadership.
We're going to continue to call it Rainer on Leadership. But Sam Rainer, who has been serving as president of Church Answers and is also lead pastor of the West Bradenton Baptist Church, and has had his own podcast with two other guys called EST, and he'll continue that, is going to come over and share Rainer on Leadership with me. It'll be different. It'll take a while to get used to. I'm not suggesting that it'll be bad, but for those of you who have walked with us through nearly 700 episodes of the two podcasts that we do, it's going to be different. So hang in there, stay with us, and we're going to bring Sam on. Of course, it's going to be fun to have my own son here. But a lot of people have, you know, many of our family threads that we've had, Jonathan's been included in it. It's been kind of weird. It's been, it's been, what, 8 Rainers and Jonathan?
Yeah, it's been weird.
Yeah. So our family is open.
Yes.
The daughters-in-law, the sons, Nellie, Joe, and I, and sometimes they bring you into that conversation and they say, is Jonathan?
Share freely.
Yes. Is Jonathan here? And Jonathan say, hi. And then the conversation will continue on. Okay, before we get into this very last episode with Jonathan, we are very grateful to Southeastern Seminary for being our sponsor, especially with this MA in church revitalization.
Yep, they've got more than 40 different degree programs, including that new Master of Arts in Church Revitalization in partnership with Church Answers and Revitalize Network. It's a 37-hour degree designed to help students move established churches from flatlining to flourishing. You can learn more about this program and more by visiting sebts.edu or just go over and hit tomrainer.com/MACR.
A lot of changes taking place. So the first thing, I know it's you've said it many times in the month of September, but keep on telling us where you're going. I'm going to keep on asking why you're going, but I don't get successful answers on that. Mm-hmm. Where are you headed?
Well, I'm headed already. That's
right. You're there.
We're recording it before it actually, like before this, and we're already,
So we're in August, this is a recording in September.
Vice President of Communications for the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee.
And who is, we got a lot of non-Southern Baptists on here.
So who's the executive committee? That's a good question. So the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee is made up of 86 members, the actual committee. So from around the country, different people from different states.
We call them the board.
The board. So that's the board. They have a staff. So the staff is headed by president and CEO of that staff is Ronnie Floyd.
Right.
I'm the vice president of communications. There's other staff members as well. So I'm going to be the vice president of communications because that, not an entity, it's a fiduciary of the SBC.
Now, see, I didn't know that. I thought it was an entity.
No, it's a fiduciary. It's not an entity.
Okay.
But that organization basically runs the day-to-day stuff of the SBC.
It's the administrative arm of the SBC, and it provides legal guidance, administrative help. Yeah. It is the conduit for which the funds come through.
Yeah, cooperative program to collect that and distribute and everything.
I would assume also Lottie Moon, Annie Armstrong, all of those.
Designated funds come through there as well,
yeah. So it's a significant organization. Jonathan has been given the opportunity to go be VP over there. Really a sweet spot for him. He likes denominational stuff. I don't.
Yep.
That's an understatement. But he does. And this is his area. This is communication. I actually did not anticipate that this would happen. And when he told me, it was kind of like a shock. Okay. He's given us plenty of time to transition, to deal with it. But I want to focus this episode on some of the things of Jonathan's tenure. He's called the voice. He's, as I've said on previous episodes, it's not that he hosts and I talk. We both talk. Yes, he is the host in the sense that you hear him talk, the sponsors, you hear him talk, all of the, make sure you listen, that you give us a, what is it?
Rating and review
and all that kind of stuff. But he's as much as in the content as I am. I do the outlines for the content, but then Jonathan and I both discuss this information. So I want to talk about some of the things that Jonathan, over these 575 episodes and 100 plus of Revitalize and Replant, plus others where we've been guests, talk about some of the things. Where have we been to record?
Well, I think the first remote recording we did, was it in Baltimore? I think Baltimore.
We did Southern Baptist Convention.
At the Southern Baptist Convention in Baltimore. That was Sam. And
I remember. It was a hotel room.
Yes. And I lugged my equipment all the way to Baltimore. I had a big travel case and everything. And
equipment's a bit heavier back then.
Yeah, it was a bit bigger, a bit heavier. And a lot. I mean, now I'm in a little satchel.
Yes. I mean,
it's not a whole lot now.
Is that my equipment or your equipment?
It's your equipment.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. So, yeah, the equipment, we had to lug it all the way to Baltimore. We recorded, I think, with Danny Aiken.
Yeah, we've done a few with Danny.
With Sam.
Yeah.
And maybe one other. I don't remember.
It seems like Danny's was more of a boardroom, if I remember, a conference room.
Yeah, we were in like a suite or something. And Sam's was actually in like a hotel room.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because if I recall correctly, you went to use the restroom in my restroom instead of the
outside. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, and I think Amy said, stop it.
So, yeah, I also made a big faux pas we had to edit out with Sam because the way I worded a question. So
I don't even remember that.
I remember that. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Amy remembers. She remembers. It's probably the worst thing that I, it wasn't nothing terrible. It's just the way I worded the question was totally inappropriate and just not right. And the entire room broke up. And
he had his interns there.
Yeah, like a bunch of people. It was like 10 people in the room. We were dying. You've made another one later on. I can't remember what it was, but I remember you said something, I think, on accident, like the way it came out, I had to edit out. It was probably one of the worst ones, but
none of these are intentional. But you do almost 700 episodes,
yeah.
And in the meantime, you're doing SBC this week with Amy.
I'm
Whitfield.
Over 950, I think, total.
Good gravy train. So you'll be hitting.
I'll be hitting 1,000 podcast episodes soon.
Golly, no wonder you're so disconnected, and you look at your phone and look at your watch and those type of things, because you're just, this is kind of automatic for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the worst things that happened is your Apple Watch.
Now
I don't know if you're looking at your phone or but it's there too. Or if you're looking at text coming in on your phone. But hey, I think Sam will probably be a little bit disconnected as well. He tends to multitask too. Any particular, you mentioned faux pas. Anything else that was particularly awkward? We did talk about the She Reads Truth and the fact that
that wasn't bad. That was just terrible on my part for not starting the recording. That was they were gracious.
Oh, they were not only gracious, they were fun. Talk to us about how you and Amy have planned these podcasts. So talk about doing them in bulk.
Yeah.
How we do these.
People know that if they listen to the show, they've heard us talk about how we batch record. So we'll record three or four at a time. Today we're recording four.
Yeah.
We sometimes do three on the weeks that we have Revitalize and Replant. So we'll just do all three for the week in order, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So we work ahead just to make sure, because your schedule, you're in and out so much. And it was a little easier when we were all working at Lifeway together.
Because usually if I was out, you were out.
Yeah, I was out with you. And, you know, we had taken stuff on the road. We recorded at Ridgecrest, I think, and a couple other places. So we would record on the road sometimes.
Didn't we do some in a church or two?
I think. I don't know. It's just been so long. I mean,
I know we were doing video. 575. I know we were doing video recordings at
church.
We
did that at a couple churches, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if we did.
We lugged the stuff to Louisiana and South Carolina and beyond.
We've also talked about guests and some that we have mentioned. You mentioned some off air. We've mentioned on air. Some of the great ones was like the She Reads Truth ladies. We always go back to Alistair Begg. But that was 500 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Amy reminded us.
I didn't realize it was that early on.
And then we talked about John Maxwell, which was about 400.
Yeah.
Episodes ago. And we've had others. We've had Al Mohler, and we've had Danny Aiken, and we've just had a lot of good ones. How do you know, if somebody's saying, I want to be interviewed on Rainer on Leadership, you just, not anybody can do that. How has that come about? I know it's not been a pattern for anyone, but give us an example. Sometimes it was a speaker at Lifeway.
Well, it was easier when we were all at Lifeway. Because you, me, and Amy, we were all there. She would schedule it, and because people would be in the building.
Yes.
So, hey, you know, John Maxwell's on a book tour. He's going to be in Nashville. Do you want to have him on the podcast? Well, yeah, we do.
And most people would ask us. Most of the publishers, I believe he was with Nelson at the time.
So.
Most of the publishers would say,
HarperCollins or somebody. Yeah.
We want him on the podcast because they knew the reach of this podcast.
And like Mark Hall from Casting Crowns.
Oh, that was such a
good one. They did a big concert type thing and spoke or whatever in chapel, and we had them on. And we had Nick and Ruth Ripken.
Yes.
And had them on, and because they were promoting Insanity of God. There was a book that we had, or the movie to it, the book that B&H had done.
Oh, so yeah.
We had them on, and that was fantastic because I knew you know him from way back.
Ah.
You knew him from his, like, real name.
Yes. I'm trying not to say his real name. Nick and I go back to 1987.
Mm-hmm.
1987.
Had classes together, I think it was.
Uh-huh. We were taking a doctoral seminar together.
Yeah. At Southern.
And basically, it became the Nick Ripken. He was a student, but all we want to do is listen to him.
Yeah.
Because not only does he have all kind of tales of persecuted Christians and things of what he has done on the mission field, even in 1987.
Wow.
He was funny. Really.
Really. I mean, and we talked about that, I think, off air, too, but we've never had a bad guest.
No.
I mean, we've had some ones that we kind of had to really steward through the show, but everybody's been great.
Everybody's been great. There's some people that don't understand that the other side, by the way, you should have seen what Jonathan just did.
You gonna miss that?
I get away from the microphone and he puts three fingers out like this and says, come back. You can't see what the like this is, but if you were to hold up your three fingers, not your pinky and not your thumb, but the three middle fingers, I better not say that. That might go wrong. The three fingers in the middle, and he does that, and he's telling me, I'm not hearing you well enough. Mm-hmm. We got these same mics.
We got signals.
Yes. And another thing that Jonathan does. Jonathan, what do you do if you want to talk while I'm talking?
I hold my hand up.
You hold your index finger up, and I know that Jonathan wants to make a comment. And so I will wind mine down. We have all these kind of signals. I will wind mine down, and then Jonathan just segues right in. Time of podcast. How did we decide on the time where we are now?
Well, we looked at – I mean, that was from the beginning. I mean, we talked about we wanted something to 20 to 25-minute range, something that fits in a normal commute.
Yes.
Or a normal household chore, like walking the dog, doing the dishes, something like that, that however long it takes you to do that, you can have us in your ears and you're not having to finish and still wait in the car or something like, you know, if you go 40 minutes, then you only have a 30-minute commute. Well, then what about those other 10 minutes? Do you sit in the car? Do you start it early? Do you do it fast? I mean, it just, we wanted it to fit in people's lives.
Yes. And everything we do, we're thinking about, okay, do we still have their attention before they pull in the parking lot? Do we still have their attention before they finish mowing the lawn with earbuds, with their earbuds in? Okay, let's talk about some of the other times of Rainer on Leadership. Talk to us about maybe what you would say one of your most stressful moments at Rainer on Leadership.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
So I'm on vacation back in, I think, 2014 or 15, and I'm getting podcast stuff ready for the next day or whatever, and realize I don't have the SD card that has the podcast on it.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there going, what do I do? Because for some reason I had my equipment with me because I think, I brought my equipment with me because I was going to record with Amy. And so I didn't have an SD card.
Your other podcast.
Yeah. The SBC This Week, because we record every Thursday night, Friday morning. So I have to take it. I mean, we haven't missed a day in 5 years or a week in 5 years. So, I mean, we record every week. And so I've got my equipment with me. I'm on vacation. And the podcast that I'm supposed to post for Rainer on Leadership on Tuesday, I'm sitting there on Monday afternoon and I realize I don't have it. I'm in Branson. It's in Nashville.
Ooh.
What now? So I think I buzzed Amy and was like, hey, is the SD card on my desk? And it wasn't. She checked and looked at Lifeway and it wasn't on my desk. So it was at the house. So it was like, no way. So I'm like, all right, what now? So I think you were like speaking somewhere. I think you were in Colorado, I think at the state convention.
Okay.
And I was in Branson. And So I was like, there's no way we can't do this. We didn't have a remote set up or anything like that. So I was just like, look, I got an idea. So we just try to, you know, play it. But that was probably the worst. So what we did is you'll go back and you'll look, and I think somewhere in the 150, 175 range, there's a couple of episodes that say, like, not greatest hits or whatever, but just classic. I named it like Rainer on Leadership Classic Episode. Or something like that.
And what I did is
what I did is I did a little quick intro out sitting on the steps of the condo in Branson, sitting on the steps. I did a little quick intro. You can even hear the crickets in the background. It was me talking, hey, you know, welcome to this week's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Today, Dr. Rainer, because of some travel things and, you know, Dr. Rainer's in Colorado, we're here. We're going to give you a couple of classic episodes this week. Here's, you know, whatever episode it was. It might have even been Alistair Begg. I don't remember what it was. But just one of the popular episodes from early on that people who had picked the podcast up later may not have heard.
Yeah.
So I went and grabbed that and dropped it in there. So because I still had the audio, because I could just pull that from the old episode, put me with bumpers on the front and the back end of it. I'm good to go.
This sounds self-promoting of the podcast. Well, I'll go on and say it from the onset. And we've mentioned that we were an early adopter in the Christian space on non-preaching podcasts because there were just hardly
just
any
like
of
us
them.
And Andy Stanley. And that was it.
Yeah. It was a blue ocean of blue oceans. And obviously, because we were early, it took off. But there's a lot of questions that have been asked of you and of me. What's been the secret sauce? You know, what is it that has made Rainer on Leadership, hosted by Jonathan Howe, what has made it the podcast that has really become a go-to podcast and has stayed near the top of the charts, at times even been number one in the Christian podcast?
I got screenshots of that.
Yes, quickly, before it fades away, quickly.
That's like
getting
awesome.
Like getting number one on Amazon. Take a picture real quickly, it's going to fade away. But we've been consistently high up in the rankings. What has been the secret sauce?
Part of it was being early, being first. There's something to being first.
Yeah.
People, and part of it is just, it's a compliment to the rest of the platform, which is also one of the largest.
Yes.
So you've already got a large audience. So you got a large audience over here on the podcast too. So
you're talking about the blog.
Yeah, the blog and books and all that stuff. So, you know, we have a lot of good content too. I think that's part of it. And part of it is just every Tuesday and Friday.
Consistency.
Every Tuesday and Friday.
Yep.
Every Tuesday.
And Friday. So that brings up another question. A little bit of background. Amy J was the impetus behind us doing podcasts. Mm-hmm. We've told
that story in the previous
one. Yeah. I think I was the impetus to go into a week.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, you were.
So sometimes you say, why?
I was like, why? Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
And it worked.
It worked.
You're right. I was wrong. Well, I wasn't wrong. I just was like, okay, well, let's do it.
And the one I backed off on was the 5-day a week one.
I hinted at that one.
I was looking at John Lee Dumas saying, if he can do it, I can do it.
No.
Because that's the only thing he does ever is podcasts. So we went to the 2 a week. Go back to some of the secret sauce of it. Consistency. How about the content?
The secret sauce on the content side is the feedback loop. Oh. We talk about it a lot, but we're not just sitting here coming up with topics, you know, out of the ether.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not just making stuff up or talking about what we want to talk about. There's a lot of other things that you and I, if we were doing a podcast about our personal desires, we wouldn't be talking about some of this stuff, because this is the questions that we're getting from pastors. These are the questions that we're seeing online. These are the discussions that are happening online. These are the people who are, you know, leading discussions. So those are the people that we have on. Those are the topics we talk about. And the feedback loop that we've got through Church Answers, that has been beneficial in so many different ways.
We have heard from countless pastors, church staff, and church leaders that they wonder if we're bugging them, that if we're in their rooms listening to their conversations.
That kind of bugging.
We may be bugging them other way, but that kind of bugging. But the answer is yes, but it's not that kind of bug. Mm-hmm. We are listening to you. We're listening to you through the comments on the podcast, through the comments on the blog, through social media, and definitely through Church Answers as well.
And that, I think, is the secret to any type of success. Whenever you're whenever you have an audience,
yes,
is listening to what the audience wants, not forcing what you want onto an audience.
That's a good point.
Authors, well, I'm really passionate about books on whatever. I'm not saying you give up that passion to write on stuff just to please an audience, but you've got to figure out a way to make your content, your passions match an audience. And I think that's what
if we you don't, do well. There's no need to write a book or have a podcast.
That, I mean, that goes along too with pastors and preaching in the local church and ministers, whoever it is. It's not just we're going to do this because this is what I'm passionate about here at this church.
Yes.
That a lot of times doesn't fly. People, there's a disconnect, and there can be a disconnect between growing and healthy churches are connected from the leadership and the people.
That's
there's
a
connection
word.
There.
That's a good
and,
word.
And you know, that's kind of what we've tried to model here is that we need to connect with the audience, and we can talk about what we want to talk about, but in a way that connects with the audience.
There you go.
And the same thing is a pastor can preach on topics and things that he wants to really address, but do it in a way that it really connects with the audience versus just being very dogmatic about it and kind of offending people, or not just offending people, but just making it boring and not interesting and that kind of thing. So,
well, here we are. We are at the end of the Jonathan Howe The Voice era. Jonathan, go on and give the go and give the thanks to Vanderblumen, okay. Our long-term loyal not leaving me sponsor, who will be with me in the next episode with Sam Rayner and a whole new look.
Yep.
He is not leaving me. Vanderblumen is loyal. The other one is Jonathan. So, Jonathan, give that sponsorship for your last time.
All right. Vanderblumen, they've got 12 Vanderblumen differences that allow them to serve their clients better than anyone else, and one of those is that theology matters. Vanderblumen staff has more seminary and theological experience than any other search firm, with more than 250 collective years of church leadership experience. To learn more about all 12 of Vanderblumen's differences, visit vanderdifference.com.
Okay, Jonathan, thank you.
Welcome.
I mean it. Thank you for the years. Thank you for the work. Thank you for all of the garbage you've had to put up with at different times. Thank you for the friendship. I know we're still going to be in the same area. I'm in Franklin. You live in Franklin, but you'll be driving downtown Nashville with frequency going to the executive committee. We won't be crossing paths nearly as much. That would be absolutely impossible. But the reality of it is Rayner on Leadership is not going to be the same show without you. And that's a positive for you.
Well, thank you.
I know Sam will do fine, but it'll be a whole different. It'll be so different. I want to thank you, the audience, for supporting Jonathan the way you have me. But this is about him. Everywhere we've traveled, people are they're clamoring all over him.
Oh,
they have their pads ready to get autographs. They want to do selfies with
him. I've never signed an autograph.
Really? Okay.
I think
you did sign one program one time. I really do. But we'll let that one pass. But just to say thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for you. This has been a ministry. And I do wish you the best at SBC Executive Committee. I do. I think it is a good fit for you. But you can't blame me for being just a little sad, a little bitter.
I'll work on getting you to like the convention preacher spot.
I'm busy that week, but I appreciate the opportunity. So. So thank you once again. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for your life. Thank you for Beth and all the time that she's given you to this ministry and to me. So sign off with what you have signed off with so many times.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us today here on Rayner on Leadership.
The last Rayner on Leadership with Jonathan.
It's been a privilege. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or in your favorite podcasting app, and join Dr. Rayner online at tomrayner.com.